Good morning, and welcome to Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village. Question about your technical device, your computer, your cell phone? 1-800-749-5936. 1-800-749-5936. And now, your host of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NBR Electronics, and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. It's Saturday, time to get techie with it. We have Charles Miller and Charles Mall in studio. And gentlemen, welcome. It is Tech Talk. And once again, our phone numbers, if you have questions or comments, it is 1-800-749-5936. That's a free call. Not too many things free these days.
That's for sure. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, we had quite a week, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a wild one for me. All these unexpected things, you know, when you don't even get to do half of what you planned.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those. And all it takes is one hiccup in the day, and it even makes it worse.
you know,
we were going to hook up Thursday, and had plans to do lunch around 1 o'clock, and my mail was supposed to come in the morning. Usually gets there about 10:30, and I had some people from out of state that were going back on the shuttle that needed their phones to go back to Houston. Couldn't get their phones done in time because the mailman was late. Mm. So he kept calling and saying he was tied up and he was going to get there. And so we had to cancel our lunch date. And
sure enough.
Didn't get to talk about too many things, which we like to kind of brush up a little bit on what's going on. But I was reading that Amazon now is talking about going to streaming live TV on their Prime service. So if you're a Prime member, we'll be able to do live TV, which is really kind of a nice thing because save on your cable bill.
Yep, sure enough, because I use YouTube TV myself.
Do you? Yeah. Is that a monthly service, though, right?
It's a monthly service.
Yeah. What is the payment on that, typically, a month?
Well, for six people, it's like $50 a month.
That's not bad for six, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you share it, it's a good deal.
Yeah, Amazon Prime is what, $120 a year? And so if you're figuring you're paying $120 a year, you know, and getting free TV service, that would be kind of nice.
Oh, I didn't know it was going to be free as part of their service.
Well, that's what they were saying as far as Prime is concerned. If you're a Prime member, you get that as a free service.
What's the fine print?
Yeah, but that's what we haven't read that yet.
Yeah.
I signed up a few of those when I went to DirecTV. So, you know, this one's free. But then, you know, their biggest scam is that they suck you into like HBO or Showtime. We're going to give you this free for, you know, 2 months. And then you forget to tell them, hey, I want to terminate this. And you end up getting a bill and your bill just keeps going up and up. And you're going, wow, that free service sure did cost me. Mm. So, you know, it's just, you got to really read the fine print.
Oh, yeah. Subscription service, you do have to do that.
Yeah. So I abandoned all my DirecTV finally. And
did you?
I just had no use for it. The only thing I ever watched on it was news. And when you've got 30 or 40 channels of stuff you're not going to watch. And here's the thing with paid television is that you don't get to choose. They're going to tell you what you're going to watch and what time you're going to watch it. So if it doesn't fit within your schedule, you got to record it. Then when you go to watch the recording, it's over some time that you want to watch something else that was live. So it just never really works out. So I just said abandon. It's gone. Now I'm going to be TV free, and I could just actually get some work done.
Yeah. Yeah, we very seldom watch anything that's scheduled at a certain time. Like with my YouTube TV, well, we have a TiVo and a YouTube. So we got all kinds of recording options for DVR.
Yeah.
But the YouTube TV, what's kind of unique about it is it uses, you know, the Google storage for unlimited recording. So whenever you watch a local, like say you want to watch something on a local channel, you know, it does support those, except PBS, which is going to be interesting. So I have to go to YouTube to get to PBS. But when you click on there's a little plus button. So when you're watching something, it says, okay, do you want to record this one? You want to record the series? So it gives you, and then it just records it for you, and you just watch it on demand.
Well, I know that my streaming services are really high with my internet. It's got to be, because since I've gotten rid of DirecTV, you know, I just will put my Apple TV up there and pull up my Netflix account, and I'll throw on Star Trek and watch Star Trek all day.
Yeah. That's the next thing is figuring out, okay, how is this internet going to be regulated as far as bandwidth? Because, like, for the BTC service, you know, they don't restrict it by volume. So
sure, yeah.
But Cable One, you know, the consumer type, all of a sudden you get up to a certain amount, that you get messages as well, you're getting close to your limit.
Yeah, yeah. No, they have an unlimited limit with BTC. We're both with them.
Right.
But, you know, I just stream all day, but, you know, not always do I have it on. There's sometimes I just can't. If my neighbor's closed, I usually, if nobody's on either side of me, I'll shut all that off and just live in silence, because then I can actually hear myself think. But when everybody's next to you, you don't want to listen to all the conversation, so you just flip that thing on so you have something playing. And I'm not really watching it. It's just noise. You know, just
background.
It's background so that I can have something, you know, going that just kind of, and I already pretty much could quote every line of every Star Trek show. I've watched them so many times.
Yeah.
I can tell you what's happening. I don't even need to watch it. I know what's happening. In my mind, I can see it. So, you know, I've watched those episodes so many times. But, you know, people come into my shop all the time. I'm kind of a techie guy anyway, so they'll walk in, they'll go, Star Trek, man, I miss old Star Trek. And sometimes I'll watch, you know, the first original series, and then I'll move to the Next Generation, and then I'll go back to, you know, one of the others, and I'll have something playing up there all the time. But it is kind of fun.
Yeah, I enjoy listening to those myself, just as background. But anymore, I've been listening to a lot more podcasts. Podcasts are so popular now, and there's so many topics out there that, you know, you learn, you're always learning something. So I start my day off, since I usually just talk to machines in the morning, I'll listen to my music and kind of get myself settled in.
Yeah.
And then by this time at noontime, you know, I'm ready to change gears, so I'm going off to podcast. So I'll listen to different programs, and, you know, just whatever interests you, there's a podcast for you.
Yeah.
There's just tons of them out there. And like Pandora, you know, for the music side,
yeah,
all those music stations, they're starting to get podcasts where they're publishing them in there as well.
Well, I saw that, you know, even Apple had a whole bunch of different podcasts links. You know, so I keep up with, you know, like phone technology. I'm sure you're keeping up with computer technology. But there's so much stuff out there. You know, like you said, there's just a whole bunch of topics that you can get in on with podcasting.
It is. It's voluminous. I mean, the number of podcasts coming up right now, it's just, you know, there's more and more coming online all the time.
I've had people ask us when you and I are going to develop a podcast that we can, you know, cover basic subjects, you know, that everybody's everyday needs of computer technology and phone technology and things like that. You know, because podcasting, you can go back and review later.
Yes.
You can watch those and actually get some understanding of what's happening out there in the world.
Yep. That's why it'd actually be nice if we could publish that to the TV. You know, because, like, for example, Pandora and a lot of those channels that, you know, we listen to on our phones and for music and what have you, they do have applications now that let you, you know, so on the TV, you know, it'll just be more like a slideshow, and it gives you background about the music, and maybe have the lyrics on there. So, you know, it's not like you're having to watch something, because that's one thing I don't really want to do. I don't want to get distracted. You know,
sure.
I'm using it for the sound primarily. So, like, for example, I have a lot of training stuff that I get directly on my smart TV via the Fire Stick.
Yeah.
So now you have application, because the nice thing about being able to watch it on TV, you can use your computer and actually kind of go through the same simulation and actually do it while you're watching it on that way. And then you can pause it, go back and forward. So it's very handy.
It's kind of really nice when you start seeing how some of those things, like Fire Stick, some of that technology, you know, links with a lot of your personal devices, like your phone, or they'll link with, you know, like a watch.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking on my TV the other day. I have a Vizio that has the smart capabilities, and my watch linked with it. And it has an app that I can go in and, you know, if you, instead of having your remote and always looking for your remote, you can do your play and pause and move around the screen on your watch.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of a nice thing, because it's always with me, so I don't ever have to really hunt for a remote. But everything's integrating now. So you've got to really start looking at what can I do that just kind of makes life a little easier. You've got all these options now.
Yeah, but they also could cause some confusion. Like, for example, I had somebody contact me here the last few days about, you know, when you log into your computer, for example, you know, you get your Microsoft account, you've got your Apple account, you know, if you have Apple stuff, you've got your Google,
yeah,
you got the Amazon, and they're all wanting you to log into their service. So, you know, they're like Microsoft is probably the latecomer to the game. Even though they've had the operating system, they want to be able to profile you. It says, well, do you want to connect to all the devices that you own? You know, so mm-hmm. now your phone and everything wants to be logged into, you know, some service so you can sync up. Like Google has done this a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Like when you pull their browser up on your PC, your tablet, or your, you know, whatever device you've got, your browser travels with you. So now everything kind of, you know, travels. So it's nice being able to pull up the same stuff wherever you go.
And the more that we're getting into that technology, like Elon Musk, you know, is talking about eventually having a smart app to his cars where you can just call the car out of the garage and it'll park out front and you can go get in and take
off. Like your horse, you kind of whistle and...
Yeah, that's just kind of ridiculous. But, you know, when you stop and think about it, it is pretty cool. Right now I could get up in the morning and start my car from inside the house. But it'd be kind of nice if I go, hey, car, come here. And it just drives up to the front door for you. And then
open
you get
the
out.
Garage door for you.
Yeah.
But when it starts talking back, watch out.
Yeah, but when that car, when that car says to you, hey, you know, your breath stinks. You probably should have taken a mint or something as you're driving down the road.
Yeah, change your mask.
You're just looking awful fatigued this morning. Why don't you pull over and let me drive for a minute? You know, it's kind of one of those things that we just got to watch technology and laugh about it sometimes.
We've got more technology coming your way. It is tech right here at your radio stations. And right now we're going to take a little bit of a break along the network lines, and we'll be right back after this 1 minute timeout.
Back with another Free Market Minute. I'm John Tidwell. Last week, we sat down with Governor Kevin Stitt and asked his thoughts on State Question 802. We asked the governor if he was supporting a plan to put Medicaid into our state's constitution and how he plans to vote.
State Question 802 is not good for Oklahoma. I'm going to be voting no on State Question 802.
Stitt also cites concerns over next year's budget shortfall.
You know, this is going to cost our state $200 million, okay? The only way to get that, we have $1 billion shortfall next year. The only way to get $200 million is either to raise taxes or to cut services somewhere else, like education or our first responders or roads and bridges.
Stitt believes to fund State Question 802, the legislature could have to cut core services or possibly even tax hikes.
As governor, I'm not going to raise taxes on Oklahomans. And so then you're looking at having to cut other services. That's not good for Oklahoma.
For more information, visit VoteNo802.com. Authorized and paid for by VoteNo and 802 Association, 3307 South Harvard Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74135, 405-638, 4557.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. It is 743. Our phone numbers here at 1-800-749-5936. It's a toll-free call to talk to our experts, Charles and Charles, both who are in charge today. Gentlemen, back to you.
And I was going to talk about something that was kind of funny that might fall into your line of work, but I got a note on my email over the weekend, or at the start of the weekend, that was talking about Microsoft's new Surface. They've got this new Surface that's coming out, laptop that actually detects water, and when you get it wet, the fan reverses and blows the water away from the phone. Now it makes it more waterproof. Your laptop, excuse me. But what makes me wonder is what in the world is a person doing sitting around water with a laptop, anyways?
Yeah, yeah. What's the chances of that?
Yeah, but I mean to write that into the machinery.
Yeah. Well, that machine has gotten so complicated. But I remember the third or fourth generation, they'd have like 10 updates a year. You know, major updates.
Major updates, yeah.
And, they may be adding features, but I think they need to figure out how to make it less complicated, not more. Because, you know, the more features they add, the more things they add, unless there's a good incentive for doing so, I think it just makes it more confusing, personally.
It does. And, you know, as technology starts getting we're compressing everything into smaller packages.
Yes.
You know, my sister-in-law called. She lives in Alaska, so they don't get things like you and I do. They can't just go down to a store and buy stuff. She lives on an island. So a lot of times to get things like we have, it's really kind of hard. And her daughter is at the age now that she's getting ready to go to college. So they were trying to figure out as a college gift, we want to get her a new laptop, you know, which they did. They found a really nice laptop. I think it was an Apple. They ended up getting an iMac or a new MacBook Pro or something like that. And so she was really happy about getting her new computer. But she said, you know, my sister-in-law said, we want to try to get her a camera. And then now she's on an old iPhone 6. We want to try to upgrade her phone. And I said, why would you go out and buy her a camera? I mean, you know, you're already going to get her a phone. The new iPhone 11 has better camera than almost any camera you're going to go out there and buy. I mean, they have super high-end resolution,
oh, yeah.
higher than most of your you know,
cameras
Pentax.
They can't keep up. As a matter of fact, yeah. the whole camera industry has been kind of going through this upheaval because there's a lot of fallout now with companies. If they can't have a certain volume going, which right now everybody's been in a coma for 3 months, so some of them are not coming out. Like, as a matter of fact, you know, I showed you my Olympus the other day. It's the mirrorless camera that's got the, they call it four-thirds, and it's really a nice camera. I just got it less than a year ago, and now Olympus announced they're selling off their camera division.
Yeah, I just saw that. In fact, I was looking for that this morning. I read that very thing you're saying. Olympus is going out of the camera business right here.
Yep.
It says getting out of the camera business.
Yep, sure.
And the reason for it is because of these smartphones.
Oh,
their
yeah.
cameras are so powerful.
They can't do any volume anymore because yeah. everything is based on volume. You know, our whole society is based on volume selling. And if you can't do a lot of something,
yeah,
you know, it's tough. And that's why all these little places like in town, like local places like ours, you know, we're getting soaked up by it, you know, but... You know, we offer service, and that's one thing. When you start selling to the masses, that's what to give up, like the Walmart model. Yeah, we'll just give you another one or give you your money back, but we're not going to service anything.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
they're getting to that point, yeah.
Yeah, it is getting to that point. So that's what keeps us alive.
Yeah, yeah, because we're both in the technology and service area. I had a guy come in the other day with the brand-new iPhone 11 Pro Max, had it on the top of his truck, forgot about it, drove down the road, and realized that he didn't have his phone, so went back and found it, and his trailer that he was pulling had run over the phone. So we got to going in it, and I was telling him, this is what it's going to cost to fix it here. Now, this is what it's going to cost to fix it at Apple. And it was almost double, almost triple to fix it at Apple. He says, well, I have insurance. I said, well, that's when you want to use insurance, because your deductible is going to be this amount. And but the only bad thing is you're going to get a refurbished phone. You don't know if it was ever water damaged or whatever, so you may have other issues down the road. But in the meantime, the only time you're ever really going to use insurance from your cell phone company is when you run over a phone so bad it cannot be repaired, or if you submerge it in water, because water is the worst thing that you can do to any phone. So I tell them those are the reasons you're ever going to use that. But when we got to measuring it out, the camera alone, just to purchase the back rear camera for that phone was like $190 just for the camera. Now you imagine the screen, which is almost 3/4 of the price of the phone. You're looking at a screen repair on a new iPhone 11 Plus Pro Max is going to be, you know, $420 for a screen replacement.
Yeah. It's like it's not designed to work on anymore. It's designed to be replaced.
Yeah. So, you know, insurance, you on that much of a cost of a phone, you almost really want to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though most of my repairs, and I tell people this, if I break a screen on my phone, it's cheaper to just go down, not use the insurance to fix that. Go ahead and pay that, even if it's more than your deductible, because you're not going to want to get a refurbished phone. But for the most part, you want to have it for that security of, what if I water damage it or something? You know, now you've got that security of the insurance. But sometimes paying that insurance can get expensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I see so many people with cracked screens on their phones these
days.
Yeah,
they just leave them.
They just leave it like that. Says, well, it still works.
Yeah.
You know, and I usually send them your way.
Yeah, but temporarily they're going to work because eventually, you know, with most of your screens now, they're considered what they call force touch OLED screens. And when you press down on it, even with the crack, eventually it's going to damage that LCD and it's going to black. You'll see black ink just run through it. And that's That's the broken LCD. It looks like black ink. That's your liquid crystal display is actually leaking. So, yeah, you got to be real careful with that.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with more Tech Talk right after this one-minute timeout.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatandAir.com.
Howdy, y'all. This is Clay Cooper from the Clay Cooper Theater in Branson, Missouri. And I'd like to invite you to come see us and our all-new show. We have 24 incredible entertainers. Dancing, comedy, live band, old country, new country, rock and roll, gospel, patriotic, and some new faces as well. There's something for everyone. Clay Cooper's Country Express at the Clay Cooper Theater in Branson. For tickets, call 417-332-2529.
Good morning, and you're welcome. You're right here on Tech Talk, and of course, our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. We have Charles Miller, Charles Mall, and we're talking all things techie today.
So what's been happening in the computer world?
Well, I started working on my own stuff, but boy, I tell you, I keep getting sucked into so many surprises. You know, like, you know, I'll just go along just kind of get pulled off the track, and that's a challenge. You know, when you're on a track, you don't want to get off. You know, it takes so long to get going on, get some momentum on my projects and stuff, and so I just have to figure out how to make that part of my model so I don't get too far off, because it does take a lot of time to get back on and back into the swing of stuff, because I've been migrating a lot of servers to kind of the newer environment and it's all this virtual stuff. I've been really exploring that quite a bit, because that's going to basically meld itself into, you know, all the new stuff, like the phones and the computers and the laptops and they have so much computer power in there now.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's phenomenal how much stuff they really have. So they're turning all that virtual environment loose in these devices, because they're just sitting there idling. You know, you're running like 5% or 2% of what you got to work with. That seems like such a waste. So, but unfortunately, all this stuff that's getting loaded on your phone now, like all the apps, you're just starting to give up controls over your machines, because like for example, you don't have any say about updates on apps anymore. I don't know if you ever did on the Android phones, because you know when you wake up in the morning and says, well, 14 apps are being updated. I said, okay, what does that mean? You know, and you never really know.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of it is, you know, you have to be kind of concerned about the security, because you don't know the reputability, you know, unless you're going with a big brand name company, you know, who develops these the phone apps. You know, you're probably relatively safe, but you got all these little guys that you've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
So how good is that? And like I have some customers, they don't want anything Russian or Chinese, because their software, you could have these little hidden things in there that basically gives them access to your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's probably the biggest concern right now.
I think TikTok and stuff like that are almost the scariest thing that you can imagine, because you're giving up so much to another country's app.
Well, when you have somebody else put an application on your phone, they're dictating now.
Lost control.
You've lost. Yeah, all of a sudden, you're looking for the steering wheel and there isn't one.
Yeah, they're steering you in the directions they want you to go.
Well,
yeah.
You have to be careful. That's why you just don't want to load any apps, because like some people, they'll get into some game that's being hacked and what have you. Well, when people start messing with the code, and that's why I think things are kind of changing in the way that, instead of making it so flexible, like the desktops are probably losing ground, like just like the mobile devices are gaining ground.
Yeah.
Because they're so flexible as to how you change things.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's kind of a kind of a nightmare trying to troubleshoot some things when you have really complicated stuff. Like, for example, if you had a machine that's you've had for 5-10 years, just think of how many changes that thing is being through. And it's like when you get another machine, that's a challenge with migrating. Because, like, for example, if you call, like, the Geek Squad or somebody, they'll just format it and says, okay, well, where's your backup? And most people don't have one. You know, they,
yeah.
Never thought of it, yeah.
Yeah. But when you lose all your pictures and, you know, the thing has so much storage now. Like, I think mine's got 128 gigabyte little card, you know, the little SIM card.
In your phone?
In the phone. Yeah. That's a heck of a lot of storage. Well, it's like closets in your house.
Sure.
Guess what? They fill up.
It's amazing that you can fill them up.
Yeah. So anything that's coming, like streaming, pictures, and you know, how do you keep all that stuff clean? So now you're starting to see more in the way of virus protection and intrusion detection on the phones now, because that's probably the channel that's more vulnerable than your desktop.
I had 50 gigs of storage space through iCloud.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a message the other day that I was full. So I was going, what in the world have I stored on my phone that's 50 gigs? So I started going through it. It was all these videos I was taking of, you know, my boys and I would be fishing, and I'm filming them fishing. You're not thinking about it, you know. And I started going through there and go, boy, I've got videos way back to when the boys were young and we were videoed. You know, I would keep all these on a phone, and it just moved and migrated into the next phone. And I kept buying this space on iCloud. And I finally looked and thought, you know, if I got rid of a bunch of these older videos or moved them to a SD drive, which I finally did, I moved hundreds of gigs over, you know, just I've got hundreds of gigs on just videos of the boys, you know, when we were fishing and family outings and so forth. And so I moved all those to discs and took them off my phone, because my phone, I just didn't want to buy more iCloud space. And once I got rid of all those and moved them off, I've got tons of space now. I don't need to go and upgrade and get any more space.
Well, the other thing, like for mail, for example, I have a lot of people use Outlook. Well, with Outlook, it makes a copy of your whole mailbox and puts it on your local device.
Yeah.
And it's a heck of a lot of storage. Like, for example, somebody sent me a message. Well, it says my disk is full, you know, so you do have to offload those once in a while.
Yep. Sure do. And keeping tabs on what you're storing and where you're storing it.
Right.
You know, where you're going to put it that you'll remember. Because a lot of times I've put stuff on disk and went, where did I put that disk?
Yeah, I thought about actually setting up a service like that where all your backups, all your stores, you know, stuff on your phone just come in and we'll put that in your safety deposit box.
Yeah, basically a safety deposit.
It's kind of like that environment. You know, like they have all these storage places now, you know, where you have all this stuff that you don't have room for. I mean, those storage companies are, you know, they've been going gangbusters for a long time. But now, you know, we need the digital space.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've got the iCloud, you got the OneDrive. I mean, now you got all these big companies managing your space, but you still, you know, unless you have a good idea where and everything's stored, you know, with corporations, they kind of take care of you. But when you're on your own,
yeah,
you need some help with that. I thought about doing a service just like that.
I had two friends that lived in Tennessee that they're millionaires now, but they started a business doing that very thing. They were scanning documents from hospitals, and they were taking their boxes that were stored in warehouses of medical files and taking snapshots of them when they came out with the first lasers, and they were laser scanning all these and putting them in files, and then they were backing them up and storing them for the hospital on drives and telling them, look, we can do this for so much less. And so they were paying so much per scan, and those guys did really well. They made millions doing that.
Well,
but they saved a lot of space.
Well, Charles, looks like you could be the next millionaire.
But I think having an iCloud storage would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Local.
Gentlemen, we're getting toward the end of the program. Charles Mall, where can we find you?
I'm at itvillage.one. Leave me a message and we'll chat.
I'm at NBR Electronics downtown at 510 South Keeler. But keep in touch with me because I might be moving my location. We're going to talk about that a little later.
Mm-hmm.
But I may end up right close to this place.
Oh, there
so
you go.
We're talking about it.
Hello,
I'm
neighbor.
Working with my friends here, and we're trying to get me more space. I'm running out of space.
It's all about space.
It's all about space. So we will talk about that on another date.
All righty, take care. We've got news coming up from CBS at the top of the hour and local news to follow.
Are you getting married? Get the gift of life insurance. Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.